So I told Carl nobody, no matter how famous their parents are, nobody's allowed to climb on the dinosaur. But of course, this went right in one ear.
I love how he cares so much about stuff. If I squint, I can pretend he's Alan Alda.
Oh, good. Another dinosaur story. One of those going to become extinct.
If I was a superhero who could fly and be invisible, that would be the best.
What does Rachel see in this guy? I love Rachel. I wish she was my wife.
Who's singing?
No one told you that was gonna be this way. John's joke broke, love that's the old way.
Were kids and you played Happy Days. Who were you? I was always Richie.
I was always Joni.
Question, was Egg the Gellers the war cry of your neighborhood?
Oh, it's the Mattress King.
Don't look, honey. Change the channel. Change the channel.
Wait, I want to see this. After I divorce him, half of that kingdom is going to be mine.
Despair fills the mattress showroom. My kingdom is suddenly without a queen. I'm so depressed, I'm going to slash my prices. Check it out. $4.99 for a pillow top queen set. I'm going medieval on prices.
What a wank.
Oh, I cannot believe he's using our divorce to sell mattresses.
I know. At $4.99 for a pillow top queen set, who cares about the divorce? Those babies will sell themselves. And I'm appalled for you, by the way.
I'm close, I'm cheap, I'm the king.
Okay. Okay, Daddy, we'll see you tomorrow night. Okay, bye-bye.
We?
Are having dinner with my dad tomorrow night. I hope that's okay.
Oh, shoot. Tomorrow's not so good. I'm supposed to fall off the Empire State Building and land on a bicycle with no seat, so...
Ross, my father doesn't hate you.
Please, he refers to me as Wethead.
God, honey, he calls everybody by a nickname. Okay, look, I know. Just one dinner, please. One night for me, please. I just want him to love you like I do. All right, well, not exactly like I do. But if you do come to dinner, I'll love you like I do in that black thing that you like.
I'll go.
Fine.
Thank you.
I got there.
Yeah. We'll see.
Hey, you guys.
Hey.
Guess what?
Hey.
I got a gig.
Oh, hey.
See, that's why I could never be an actor, because I can't say gig.
Yeah, I can't say croissant. Oh, my God. What's the part?
Oh, it's not a part, no. I'm teaching acting for soap operas down at the Learning Extension.
Come on, that's nice.
Yeah. It's like my chance to give something back to the acting community.
You know, you're probably not allowed to sleep with any of your students.
I know.
Ugh, I don't know, Monica. It feels funny just being here. I mean, if you buy a bed from Janice's ex-husband, that's like betraying Chandler. Not at these prices. Hi. You know, in England, this car would be on the other side of the store. Whoosh!
Oh. Phoebe, come here.
Oh, this is my new bed. You gotta feel this bad boy.
Ugh, Monica, it still feels so weird, you know? Chandler's your friend.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh. All right, take this bed. You can make other friends. Oh.
Good evening. I am Mr. Tribbiani. And I will be teaching acting for soap operas. Now, on my first day as Dr. Drake Ramore on Days of Our Lives, I learned that one of the most important things in soap opera acting is reacting. This does not mean acting again. It means you don't have a line, but someone else just did. And it goes something like this. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Oh, by the way, before I forget, to work in soap operas, some of you are going to have to become much more attractive. All right, moving right along. Hi.
Last night.
Oh, it was great. Yeah, you get to say stuff like, hey, the bell doesn't dismiss you. I dismiss you.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, and guess what? I got an audition for All My Children.
Oh, yay!
Yeah, it's this great part, this boxer named Nick. And I'm so right for it, you know? He's just like me. Except that he's a boxer and has an evil twin.
Oh!
Dum da da dum, hear ye, delivery from the mattress gay. You, Miss Geller?
Okay.
Sign here.
Ooh, do I have a middle name? All right, Monica Balula Geller. Okay, it's that bedroom there.
Hey, Monica bought a bed from the Mattress King?
Yeah. So please, please, please don't say anything to Chandler.
You want me to lie to Chandler?
Is that a problem?
No.
Oh, hey, Nick the Boxer. Let's see what you got. Yeah. All right, yeah, put him up.
Come on. Hey, you're pretty good at this.
Yeah, well, I had to learn. I was staying at the Y, and some of the young men weren't acting Christian enough.
Hey, now. Hey! Ow! And I'm bleeding.
Oh.
Okay, great.
Wow, and I'm a vegetarian. All right, I'm sorry, we'll put some ice on it.
Okay,
put your head back.
All right.
Oh.
I can't see.
I have it. Oh, God.
Which bedroom do you want it in, Miss Geller?
Oh, it's the compulsively neat one by the window, okay?
Gotcha.
This is where they put us? What, there was no table available in the kitchen? Hello, baby.
You remember Ross?
Mm-hmm.
Nice to see you again, Dr. Green.
So. How's the library?
Museum.
What happened to the library?
There never was a library. I mean, there are libraries. It's just that I've never worked at one.
You know what's really good here? The lobster.
Mm.
What do you say? Shall I just order three?
Yeah, if you're really hungry. It was a joke. I made a joke.
Yeah, actually, Daddy, Ross is allergic to lobster.
What kind of person is allergic to lobster? I guess the kind of person that works in a library.
It's not a
library. I know, it's a museum. Well, you're the only one around here who can make a joke. At least mine was funny. Waiter. We will have two lobsters and a menu.
So, Dr. Green, how's the old boat?
They found rust. You know what rust does to a boat?
Gives it a nice antique-y look.
Rust is boat cancer, Ross.
Well, I'm sorry. When I was a kid, I lost a bike to that.
Excuse me for a moment, will you please? I want to say goodnight to the Levines before we go.
Okay.
Hey, stop. It's not that bad.
Yeah. Oh. Uh-oh. I think your dad must have added wrong. He only tipped like 4%.
Yeah. That's daddy.
That's daddy? But doesn't it bother you? You're a waitress.
Yes, it bothers me, Ross. But, you know, if he was a regular at the coffee house, I'd be serving him sneezers.
So?
So, Ross, I bugged him about this a million times. He's not going to change.
Do you really serve people sneezers?
Well, I don't.
All right, kids, ready?
Let's Thanks hit again, it. Dr. Green.
Uh-huh. Oh, wait. I think I forgot my receipt.
Oh, you don't need that.
Why not?
The carbon, it's messy. I mean, gets on your fingers and causes the night blindness.
What is this? Who put a 20 down? Huh?
Oh, yeah, that would be me. I have a problem. I tip way too much. Way too much. It's a sickness, really.
Yeah, it is. We really do something.
Excuse me. You think I'm cheap?
Oh, Daddy, no, he didn't mean anything by that. He really didn't.
Nothing I do means anything, really.
This is nice. I pay $200 for dinner, you put down 20, and you come out looking like Mr. Big Shot. You really want to be Mr. Big Shot?
Oh,
yeah. I'll tell you what. You pay the whole bill, Mr. Big Shot, all right?
Well, Mr. Big Shot is better than Wethead.
Okay, some tricks of the trade. Now, I've never been able to cry as an actor, so if I'm in a scene where I have to cry, I cut a hole in my pocket, take a pair of tweezers, and just start pulling. Or let's say I want to convey that I've just done something evil. Well, that would be your basic, I've got a fish hook in my eyebrow, and I like it. Okay. Let's say I've just gotten bad news. Well, all I do there is try and divide 232 by 13. And that's how it's done. Great soap opera acting tonight, everybody. Class dismissed.
Hey, Mr. Tripp.
Hey.
Guess what? I got an audition.
Oh, one of my students got an audition. I'm so proud.
I was wondering if you would consider coaching me for it.
Oh, you bet. What's the part?
Oh, it's great. It's a role in All My Children. Nick the Boxer.
Leave it alone.
4%, okay? I tip more than that when there's a bug in my food.
Ross, tonight was about the two of you getting along.
Ugh,
would you just see my chiropractor already?
Yeah, I'm going to go to a doctor who went to medical school in a mini mall. Hey, Phoebes, what are you doing?
I'm freaking out!
Monica kind of trusted me with something, and she shouldn't have. I haven't lived here in a while, so I have to ask you something. Does Monica still turn the lights on in her bedroom?
Yeah.
I am so dead.
All right, look, here's the bottom line, Ross. This is fixable if we act fast, okay? So I'll invite him to brunch tomorrow, and you can make nice.
Look, honey, I have tried to make nice. It doesn't work.
Okay, look, Ross, I realize that my father is difficult, but that's why you have got to be the bigger man here.
Look, sweetie, I could be the bigger man. I could be the biggest man. I could be a big, huge, giant man, and still wouldn't make any difference, except that I could pick your father up and say, like me, tiny doctor.
Okay, well, can't you just try it one more time, Russ? For me, for me.
Rachel, one brunch is not going to solve anything. You've got to face it, okay? We're never going to get along.
Okay, well, you are just going to have to, okay? Because I've already got a mother and a father who cannot stay in the same room together, okay? I don't want to have a separate room for you,
okay,
too.
Okay, okay. I'll get the bagels.
What's this? Isn't it cool? Vroom, vroom. This is not the bat I ordered.
I know. You must have won like a contest or something.
Baby. Why is this car in my bedroom?
I'm sorry, okay? I wasn't looking, and the store said that they won't take it back because you've signed for it.
When did I sign for it?
When I was you. You know what? It's all Joey's fault because he left his nose open.
Did you make brownies today?
Knock, knock.
Quick, take off your dress. You won't notice the bed.
Hey, I'm going for sushi. Does anybody want, Whoa, somebody missed the off-ramp.
It's Monica's bed. What?
Okay. It's a race car.
So this has always been Monica's bed. Well, you're just noticing now? How self-involved are you?
Okay, well, if this bed isn't new, then how come there's plastic on the mattress?
Sometimes I have bad dreams.
Look, I just saw my best friend's brain smeared across the canvas. It's not going to be me. Not me.
Wow. That was good. That was... Tweezers?
No.
Oh, wow. Really good.
Thanks. Any suggestions?
You told him to play the boxer gay?
Well, I might have said super gay.
You totally screwed him over.
Joey, you're this guy's teacher. I mean, how could you do this?
Because, Monica, the guy's so good, and I really, really want this part.
Well, if you really, really want it, then it's okay.
Hi, Daddy.
Baby.
Ross?
Dr. Green, how are you?
Thanks for dinner last night.
Thank you for teaching me a valuable lesson.
Nice hair. What'd you do, swim here?
Okay, that's it. I can't take it anymore.
What? What? He's interested in you. He likes your hair and he just wants to know how you got here.
Oh, please. Sweetie, it's hopeless, okay? I'm just gonna go.
What?
Look, I'm sorry. It's just...
Ross? What's with the neck?
He's got this thing, and I keep telling him to go to my chiropractor.
You're still going to that chiropractor? That man couldn't get into med school in Ixtapa.
Yeah, thank you. That's what I keep saying.
Excuse me. Dr. Bobby happens to be an excellent doctor.
Oh, wait a minute. His name is Dr. Bobby?
Well, that's his last name.
And his first name.
He's Bobby Bobby?
It's Robert Bobby.
Oh.
And, excuse me, he helps me.
Oh, please, ask her how.
What do you need help for?
With my alignment. I got one leg shorter than the other.
Oh, my God.
Argue with that.
What? It's true. My right leg is 2 inches shorter.
Come on, you're just tilting. Her legs are fine.
I know that.
So why do you let her go to a chiropractor for?
Sorry, let her?
What can I do? She doesn't listen to me about renter's insurance either.
Wait a minute. You don't have renter's insurance?
No.
But what if somebody steals something? How are you going to run after him with one leg shorter than the other?
Hey, would you like some juice?
I'd love some juice.
Okay. Wow, this is going so well. Did you see us?
Yeah, honey, I'm standing right there. Why don't you just tell him about the mole I haven't gotten checked yet?
Excellent.
There will come a time in each of your careers when you'll have a chance to screw over another soap opera actor. I had such an opportunity in the recent present. And I'm ashamed to say that I took it. I advised a fellow actor to play a role homosexually. Yeah. We both auditioned for the part, and as it turned out, they liked the stupid gay thing and cast him. Now, he's got a 2-year contract opposite Susan Lucci, the first lady of daytime television. And me. Me, I'm stuck here teaching a bunch of people, most of whom are too ugly to even be on TV. I'm sorry. Thank you.
May I help you?
Yes, hi. I talked to you on the phone. I'm the lady who got stuck with the race car bed.
Look, it's like I told you, there's nothing I can do. You signed for it. Monica Falula Geller.
All right, Jester, man. Look, we want to see the king.
Nobody sees the king.
Okay, I'm talking to the king.
Hey, you can't go back there.
Oh, my God.
Hey, watch it, lady. Hey, good looking. All right, I'll leave. My bed's so boring.